Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Just after 14 minutes past the hour, thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, Scott Spears, here for hour number two. Now, what you witnessed there in, or what you heard, I guess is what I should say, in hour number one was free speech. Now, I know a lot of people out there listening in the audience will disagree with everything that Ted Williams had to say, and a lot of people will agree with everything he had to say, but we've got to say that we are in a country where you're allowed to say it. And that's the important thing. We all have our own opinions. We all have our own thoughts. So I will open up the phone lines. If somebody would like to call in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's anything you'd like to say about hour number one, or if there's anything you would like to say about anything going on right now, I believe there's some sports going on, high school sports going on tonight, let me know. Would love to hear from you. How's it going out there tonight on this Friday night, getting ready for Labor Day weekend? 740-383-9944. Of course, I got the big Labor Day cookout on Monday. And that's going to be interesting because I've had this group now that comes over. This will be the third time this summer. They came over Memorial Day, they came over 4th of July, and now they'll be over Labor Day. And we have a lot of fun together. But we do it at my house, and sometimes it's a little stressful, to be honest, because you got to get all the food ready, you got to tell people what to bring, you got to do the whole thing. And if you did not listen to me in hour number one, you know I could be on my last legs tonight. So there might not be any Labor Day celebration. Now let me give you a little update on this. Here's what happened. Early on in the week, I was having a little twitch. I don't know if you call it a twitch or a quiver or a spasm in my upper left lip. Now, of course, I don't think this is anything. You know, this is not a big trouble. So I have this twitch in my upper left lip. And it goes on for like 3 days. Not 24 hours a day. It just comes and goes. You know, usually at night, oddly enough, for whatever reason. So, before I came here to do the show tonight, that quiver started again. Now, it was really the first time this week that I had a chance to get on the internet and try to self-diagnose what I had. Because why go to the hospital anymore, you know? Self-diagnose yourself on the internet. That's what we all do. That's smart. So, I get on the internet, and I think this is going to be like a simple problem. Like I've got no issues, like I'm good to go, that I've got a little spasm in my lip and maybe drink more liquids or something like that and everything's going to be hunky-dory. And I get on the internet tonight and I take a look and I find out that I'm probably going to be departing this planet and going to my reward sometime soon. That apparently this is going to do me in. It's a horrible, horrible illness. Matter of fact, it could be several horrible, horrible illnesses. It's going to be lights out. Okay, so I come here and I talk about this a little bit in hour number one tonight, and I have a good friend who is a nurse, and I think she has self-diagnosed me now as I have something wrong with my brain, that my brain is no longer functioning. And sometimes I can't think of words. You know, I'm doing the show here and I'm trying to ad-lib and talk and keep it all going, and there might be something wrong with my brain. So, this good friend who is a nurse says, come in and I'll get you some blood work. Now, this is very nice because, you know, I guess this is how you figure this out. But now I'm really paranoid because if I go in and I get the blood work, what if the blood work comes back bad? Well, then what do you do? You know, then you're in trouble. Because you know how we as Americans think. We think if it's not diagnosed, then we don't have it. You know, if nobody tells me what I have, I don't have it. Like earlier in the week, when I didn't look it up, I didn't have anything. There was no worry. There was no problem. But tonight, I went and looked it up, and now I have things. And now, and I don't like to get blood work. I'm just not one of those blood work people. I know that there are people who love the blood work. They love to go in and get their blood drawn. It's a thing for them. They enjoy it. They like that sort of thing. You know, I could never work in that field because it's just not something I enjoy. But now I feel like I should do it in case there is something wrong with my brain. You know, that'd be a real loss, wouldn't it? If my brain was no longer functioning properly. And today, to top this all off, I kind of had a headache. So now I've got double symptoms. I've got twitching lip, and I've got a headache. Now, this is bad. And I'm not even going to Google what that could be. Because when I Googled this twitching lip earlier on, you know, it was awful. I got 17, 18 illnesses that could do you in. And and now if I add the headache, I know it's going to get worse. I just got a message from somebody. Now, this will tell you the type of friends that I have, just so you know. People who are listening out there in listener land right now, this is what somebody said to me. These are the comforting words that people have for me at this particular juncture. They said, "It's a stroke. Do you smell toast?" Now, of course I don't smell toast, and I don't think I'm having a stroke. I think I would notice if I was having a stroke. Maybe I should just leave here and drive out to Marion General. You think that's what I should do? I should just, when this show's over tonight, in about 40 minutes, I should just get in the car and drive right out to Marion General, and I'm sure they'll meet me at the door, and the first thing they'll do is they'll come up and they'll say, "Do you smell toast?" What is that? You don't tell somebody they're having a stroke. I'm not having a stroke. And where's my Pina Grigio couple tonight? Maybe they know something about medicals. And did they hear the Ted Williams interview tonight? My favorite couple out there. Some nights this couple, I love them, they have Pina Grigio and seafood and listen to this show. And some nights they have Pina Grigio and M&M's and listen to this show. And some nights they have just steak and who knows what and listen to this show. And then they go watch Gunsmoke when this show is over at 10 o'clock. So this is the people. These are the people we have listening out there. So if they're out there listening, I think they've called in the last couple weeks because we worry when we don't hear from them. If they're out there, want to call in this hour, if they have something to say about the Ted Williams interview or my medical issues at this particular time, or maybe my friend choosing, because apparently my choosing of friends is not as sharp as it should be. You know, I may have to get some new friends. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And let me tell you this. One of these friends I haven't seen in like 10 years, which is actually good. Because the last time I saw this person, I don't remember what happened, but I don't think it went well. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you about this person. And I know they're out there listening. So, you know, it's not like I'm telling tales out of school here. The last time I was with this person, 10 years ago, easily 10 years ago, and then like a week ago, they asked me if they loaned me a book. I haven't seen them for 10 years. I haven't seen them for a decade. And they're asking me if they loaned me a book. Now, honest to goodness, first of all, if I still had the book, I wouldn't know where it was. I don't remember ever getting a book. I don't know why you would loan me a book and wait 10 years to try to retrieve it. You know, that's a long delinquency. I think if you loan somebody a book and they don't come looking for it in 3 years, it's your book. It's over. Because obviously that book was not that important to them. Once you hit the 10-year mark, it's over. It's done. You just have to overlook it at that particular point. All right. Well, we've talked about my medicals, and we've talked about my friend-choosing skills. which can be a little rough. I wonder how the games are going tonight. I hope they're going well. This is why I'm not married, by the way. And for people who've listened to this show for years, they've heard me complain and kvetch and do all these things about marriage and so on and so forth. Now, I'm not saying that marriage is wrong for everybody. I think some people do just fine at marriage. Now, my theory has always been that if you are under 40 years old, it might not be good to be married anymore. Now, here's why. Because I think the technological age came in and screwed everything up. Because now people are, you know, tracking people and people don't talk to each other and it's a mess. But if you're an older couple and you've been together for several years, I think it's okay because I think you probably met at a time when things were different. Matter of fact, I have seen it shared many times, and I saw it in the newspaper the other day. Dear friend, 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, and her husband, Norm, celebrated 72 years of marriage this week. 72 years of marriage. Isn't that amazing? 72 years. Now they're working towards 73 at this particular point. What a long marriage. See, you wouldn't have that now. That doesn't happen anymore. People are lucky if they make it 72 hours, let alone 72 years. You really got to like somebody to be around them for 72 years. But Norm and Mary Ellen did it and continue to do it. That's a good role model. But I think I would be hard to be married to. I was engaged once. And that's a long story. But I was engaged once. And let's just say that obviously it did not take. So I have at this point decided that I would not be good in marriage. Now, I'm not taking a Sherman on this and saying that I would never be married. I'm just saying that somebody would probably have to ask me at this point. And I would really have to evaluate the circumstance. I would have to say, okay, is this somebody who I can live with? See, that's number one. You've got to be able to live with them. And then number two, do I really, really like them? Because you got to like them. And I'm not talking about that puppy love. You've got to really like them. You've got to enjoy them. They've got to make you laugh. You really, they got to care about you. You know, like when I'm having this illness right now where I'm about to croak, people who care about that. See, that's the type of people you want in your life. You don't want people who say, are you smelling toast? No. See that? No. That's not something you want to wake up to every day for the rest of your life. So, people who care. Yeah, okay. And you know, it's one of these things, because I think I should be married just to try it once. Now, I know that's a horrible thing to say, because I feel bad that that's my take on it. But I feel like I should do it to say I did it. That way, when I do croak, you know, I will have been married once. But you got to find the right person. And that's tricky. Tricky to find the right person. Does anybody have any thoughts on this out there listening right now? Chime on in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I'd love to hear your opinion. But here's the interesting thing. Do people see the proposal? I have never proposed. Now you're saying, how did you? Oh, good. Here's a call. Thank goodness. Somebody to bail me out. Maybe I am having a stroke. Good evening, caller.
Yes, I worry about you.
Oh, I'm in bad shape here tonight. I don't know what's going on.
Well, this is Pina Grigio.
I recognize the voice. How's the night?
Well, it's been pretty good. We finally got to eat ribs at the Memphis Ribs.
Oh, good.
And they were good, real good. Have you ever heard of the new Regal Bar and Cafe?
No, I haven't. Where's that at?
Well, there's a little town north of Upper Sandusky called New Regal, and for years They have the best ribs in Central Ohio. People used to come from all over to go there. And I don't think they, I'm not sure if they still have, I don't think they do. But these are the best ribs I've had probably in 30 years. I think it's been that long since we used to go to New Regal.
So
a lot of people from Marion used to go to New Regal.
So what are they doing over here at this Taste of Memphis that's so good with their ribs?
Well, he has an outdoor facility where he smokes them outside, and they bring them in and serve them. And they were packed, had people waiting.
Now, I'm downtown tonight as well. Now, I don't see a whole lot of traffic down here.
Well, they were, in fact, we left there around 7:30, and they were done serving at 7:30.
Oh, okay, so by the time I get down here, it's probably
late. They don't stay open late yet. Now, that could change as time goes on. But they're really good.
Well, I'm going to have to try them.
Yeah. Well, anybody out there, I'm sure you'll hear people talk about the New Regal Cafe, which was an institution for years.
So you've done, now what's the plan? Do you have the Pinot Grigio tonight?
We had a little glass of wine a while ago, and of course it's getting close to gun smoke. We listened and listening to you for about an hour.
Oh, how have you thought the show has went? Because I
that was good. The Ted Williams part was I thought was real good.
Well, you know, I know it'll tick some people off because there are some Trump supporters, but I think we do have freedom of speech in this country, and Ted expressed it.
That's exactly, and that's what it's all about. You know, people, everybody has an opinion. And personally, I think that most people's minds are made up.
I would say about 90%.
I think the next 2 months are going to be a lot of rhetoric both ways. And I don't think many people are going to change their minds about the way they feel right now.
Well, so, I tell you, if the news cycle today, the two stories, the Mrs. Rogers story and the story about the veterans, are any example of what the next 2 months are going to be like, it's going to be nasty.
Yeah, and well, the last election was, you know, but this will be worse. So but I don't think very many people are going to change their mind about things. I mean, everybody's pretty much made up their mind what they're going to do. And, between Biden and Trump, I think they're both wasting their time campaigning now. I think it's over.
Well, you know, and I've thought about this, and I'm not saying he's going to win, but if Biden wins, he will be so lucky, because I don't think any president since Herbert Hoover will have had such an easy time campaigning. Nobody's out doing rallies. Nobody's out doing any of this.
Well, yeah.
You know, it's really been an easy time, so if he does win the presidency, it will have been a pretty easy shot for him as far as...
that's social media now, so...
Yeah. Well, you know, here, how have you felt I've done? Because here I am under these terrible symptoms tonight, which I didn't realize I even had until I came up here to do the show.
Okay.
What do you think? Do you think you know, I have somebody telling me it's a stroke, somebody wanting to do blood work on me. It all started with this twitching lip. What do you think?
Well, I had a problem. This has been 30 or 40 years ago. And, in fact, I had a surgery. And I got a card from a friend of mine, and it said, "Get well soon." And I opened it up and said, "In case you don't, we'll see you at the funeral home." I told my wife, I said, I'll tell that to you. You know, I hope everything goes well. But...
Life goes on. Well, you know, it's one of those things. You know, you live, you die. It's how it works, and we're all going to get it. And, you know, I always liked Woody Allen's line about this. He said, I don't mind dying. I just don't want to be there when it happens.
Right.
I'll take that any day of the week because, you know, I don't know what happened. Have you ever done this? Have you ever went to the internet and tried to self-diagnose yourself?
No.
Oh, it's awful.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, don't ever do it.
Be afraid. Well, I'm afraid to go to the doctor.
Oh, I just... Well, at this point, you know, my friend here, who's a nurse, has offered to do blood work on me, but now I'm petrified of that because I think, oh, no, what if it is something? Because I don't want to... You know, that's how we think. I don't want to come... Well, who's going to do this show? Who's going to take over, you know, entertaining Marion?
Well,
What are you
going to
do on Friday night?
Yeah, that's right.
I was going to recommend George Kasotis. What do you think?
Oh, George could have the show.
George would be good.
George could have it. And, yeah. You know, I know Jeff Ruth listens a lot. He can have it.
Jeff would be good.
Sure. But I'd rather be alive.
Well, it's more fun.
Yeah, you know, I always think that living is the way to go. We all got to depart at some point. But, you know, right now I'm into the living, and I'd hate to break that cycle.
Well, it's of course, it costs so much, too. It's getting more expensive all the time. But what are you going to do?
You know what's interesting about this whole thing? I don't know if I've ever said this on the air, but I have this is a weird phobia. I don't have a phobia of dying. I'm not fearful of that. But I'll tell you what I do have a fear of. I have a fear of, what do they call it? They call it a visitation. I don't want people to see me dead.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
That's something I thought about, too.
Oh. I want them to shut the lid.
Yeah.
Shut the lid. Because, you know... do you ever notice this? Why do when you go to a funeral, why do they make you leave the room when they're shutting the lid?
I don't know.
You think they're like rifling their pockets?
Well, sometimes you wonder, taking watches off, stuff like that.
You know what I think they do, and I hate to say this because you know I'm probably going to end up in one of these places one day. Well, I'm sure I will. I hope they don't listen. The thing is, you know what I think they do? I think they take that pillow out of there.
Yeah.
You know, and then your head, you know, you just, I guess, go backwards. I don't know what you do. So I think they take that pillow. I think there's really only one coffin pillow in America. And it just gets...
They serve no purpose.
No, they don't serve any... And I can't imagine that thing being buried with anybody, but you know, they probably charge you $800 for it.
Yeah, well, that's a tough business.
Do you have any M&Ms or seafood tonight with you?
We had the ribs tonight.
Oh, so it's ribs.
No, we haven't had ice cream. We eat ice cream tonight.
You know, I was thinking on the way home tonight about stopping off somewhere, because it's Labor Day weekend, and getting some kind of dessert. Now, can you recommend anything that if I were going to go to, like, Meijer or somewhere that's open when I get out of here?
Oh, boy. Gee, I don't know. Now, see, we go to that Witz custard.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, and we always keep some of that around the house. It's really good. There's one in Delaware. We drive down there occasionally and get it. And, we keep that. And I did have a key lime pie that I got at Kroger's, by the way.
Oh.
It was good.
I hear they have good pie there.
Well, they had a sale on it the other day, so I got a key lime pie.
You know, I thought about just going all out and getting, like, a quart of ice cream and in either cookies or a pie or something and just going, you know, hog wild on the whole thing tonight.
I would I'd recommend that.
Yeah, I think there could be something good in that tonight, and it would be enjoyable because I don't have to be up early tomorrow, and I got this big thing going. You have any big Labor Day plans?
We have family in town. I think we're going to do something with them. I'm not sure yet what, but we'll probably do something with them this weekend.
You know,
your Labor Day party is Monday.
Yeah, my Labor Day party is Monday, and it's become an interesting thing because I have family there, mm-hmm. but mostly it's become people from the radio station and acquaintances that now come, which is interesting, but we all have a good time together. It's like a party.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I like that. I, you know, the only thing that gives me stress about it is it's at my house. So I have to, you know, make sure the carpets are clean and the food's out. So it's a little more work for me.
Well, but it's worth it.
It is worth it. We all enjoy each other's company and have a good time and so on.
Speaking about your old friends, you know, I know you have Mary Ellen on there a lot.
Yes.
I played golf with Norm back in the 60s and 70s, her husband.
Oh, Norm's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
Oh, I love Norm. Norm, I'll tell you a funny thing, and I'm sure they won't mind me telling this story, but when they moved back to Marion, I went out to see Mary Ellen, and I was out at their house, and I was talking to her about something, and I don't know where Norm was, but I was getting ready to leave, and Norm had disappeared, and Mary Ellen was showing me out, and... all of a sudden, I hear Norm from a hallway say, "Hey, come in here." and he was in the bedroom. And Norm wanted me to come back to the bedroom. And I thought, well, this is different. So I went back to the bedroom, and he showed me his, he had a collection. I believe it was, oh, I'm trying to remember what the collection was, but he had a collection. And he showed it to me, and he was, he really had a nice collection. He was, he knew all about it. And it was a funny moment, because here I am with Norm in the bedroom, looking at this collection, and Mary Ellen sitting out at the kitchen table. They just are the nicest people in the world. You wouldn't expect that they had been through all the things that they have been through.
Oh, absolutely.
Just really nice
people. I know Norm. Norm was, if not the best golfer in Marion, he was one of the best. He was that good. He was an excellent golfer.
That's what I always heard. He was, and he
was. And I, we played the money game. You know, I told you about Dick Huddle from Dixie Cream. That this was a game I was in back in the 60s and 70s, and it was fun and good golfers. And we had, it was just fun. Norm was fun, and it was just a good time. It's some great, great times.
Some good people, and Mary Ellen is still getting around great and doing well, and she's got a big birthday coming up this October. I think her birthday's October the 1st or something like that. And Norm is, I think, doing okay. I saw the picture of their 70s.
That's really good. I got a kick out of that.
Yeah, so I'm glad to hear everything's going okay, but, you know, I have about 22 minutes left here, and I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Well, physically, I think you will. I think you're, whatever you have wrong with you, it's not going to happen tonight.
You don't think tonight?
No.
Maybe tomorrow.
Make it through the night, and, you know.
Well, I hope I make it through Labor Day, because I hate to disappoint the people by them showing up, and there I am just like third base, laying dead.
Well,
that wouldn't be good.
Well, let's hope for the best. Your best bet is don't find out anymore on the internet, stealth internet.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do away with the internet as far as the self-diagnoses.
Because that, you could worry yourself to death.
Well, and
don't,
you know,
do that.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, here's the thing. Let's say I, you know, God forbid, let's say I go home and drop dead. And people are going to have this show forever because it was taped, and they're going to say, well, he was talking about going to the hospital. How stupid is he? He didn't go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I happen to drop dead, remember that I thought about going to the hospital.
I was talking to him, and all of a sudden.
Yeah, and all of a sudden it was dead air. I don't know what happened. He started to smell toast, and that was the end.
Well, if anything happens, try not to have any services Tuesday, because we have plans Tuesday.
I will make sure that the services are later in the week for you.
We do have plans Tuesday.
I'll leave a note.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, we'll talk to you.
Bye-bye. Happy Labor Day. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. All right, anybody listening, if I drop dead between now and Tuesday, no service on Tuesday. And keep that lid shut. Maybe I could have services, let's see, what's a good day? Thursday, Friday, something like that, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, if anybody's got anything to say. At this point, it's wide open. And you know, I do want somebody to come sit in here. You know, we don't want dead air. That's my last wish. I want somebody to take over. Just take it over. Do what you can. That's all I ever did. You know, do something here. Just sit in a room by yourself and talk. Eventually, something good will pop out. But I'm thinking that on this marriage idea, it's something I should probably do to say I had done and then be done with it. But, I don't know who the girl would be at this particular point. Because, to be honest with you, I get bored with people very quick. Now, I'm not saying I would get bored with everybody. And I'm not saying, like I said, somebody would have to show some kind of caring notion. You know, like me with this medical issue. They would have to show that they cared. You know, they don't have to drive me to the hospital. But, you know, as long as they said, hey, you know, ooh, I'm worried about that. That's a caring act to me. So that's one of those things. So, 740-389. That's nothing. See, I about said the wrong number. 740-383-9944. See, there is something wrong going on up there. Oh, man. It's one of those rough nights. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Scott.
Yes.
I'll tell you a little story.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to the post office, and I had a twitching eye. So I went to mail a letter, but I kind of laid over in the truck. So when I come around, my right eye was kind of blurred out, but I managed to make my way home. Called my boys, and they took me to the emergency room, and they shipped me right straight into Riverside. I had had double strokes, TIAs as they call them.
Now,
and they got me down there and asked me if I ever had any problem with my heart and everything. And today it checks out. I mean, through the stress tests, everything else and stuff, there's, of course, they have me like on a Plavix for blood thinner. But I've not had any symptoms or anything. And they said when kind of missed everything. Somebody was looking out for me because it missed my walking, my speech, my eyesight. It missed everything. And but I laid there for 7 days, and I had like two of them at one time. So anything like that, I get right on it if I have any kinds of, you know, pains or anything like that. Now I go. I don't take no chances, because you could end up in a chair and somebody has to push you around or something, and I didn't want that. So
No. So your eye was twitching. Now, was there any kind of pain at all?
No, it was just like, you know, I just thought it was like an allergy or something, you know. But it just started twitching, and then I kind of laid over into the bed of the seat of the truck for a little bit. And, coming home was kind of hard because, you know, you're one-way streets and stuff. But I really had no right eye. So I was trying to guess out so I got in the farthest lane, and I did manage to make it home, and I called my boys and said something was wrong, you know. So they come in, took me in, and they rushed me right on down the Riverside. So I was there for 7 days, and of course you have like a panel of 10, and they're kind of like a guinea pig. They go over top of you and try to figure it out, and they go through the therapist, and they go through the speech people and all that stuff, but it didn't bother me. To this day, I really haven't had any, to knock on wood, you know, I haven't had any problems, and I've been through many stress tests, and they put me back on the treadmill after I had both of my knees replaced, and I've done that one. The doctor said, there's nothing wrong with your heart. He said, you got a good heart, so.
So you think I should go in for this blood work?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I would take chance, you know, not to take any risk to, you know, because it does show a lot, even though there's some things, you know, it explains, like, you know, your sugars and your A1Cs and all that, and your blood counts and stuff. Just might be something minor, but I think, in my opinion, I wouldn't put it off, because you just never know. And if you're a loner or anything, I mean, it's not time to go down and be laying there by yourself.
Well, see, that's the thing I worry about, because I do live alone, and I think, you know, if something would happen in the middle of the night, well, what in the world would I do?
Right. That's the thing about it, you know, because it's a scary situation when it comes to that. Like, well, anymore when it comes, like I say, mine comes, you know, because, like, you're talking about your headaches.
Right.
Now, I don't really have a headache, but in the last couple of weeks here, I've been having headaches. And I told my wife, I said, well, I haven't had a headache forever. So I don't know if it's where I'm not really sleeping right or what, you know, because I was on a schedule when I worked that I would stay up late, and I have to be to work at, like, 3 in the morning, get off at 3 in the afternoon, and then I go back to bed at 12 or so, and I got myself on a routine, and the doctor said, well, I think that's what it is. He said, you just never broke your way out of it. So it feels like, you know, this sleep is causing my headaches, but I haven't had it for a long time.
Well, and you know, last night, for some reason, now that I think about it, I did not sleep very good, and it was the weirdest thing, because I normally sleep fine, but last night I woke up, because I usually get up around 6:30 to be here by 8 o'clock, and last night I woke up at like 4:15 or something, and, you know, the television was on, and I could not go back to sleep until, like, close to 6 o'clock. Now, I wasn't in any kind of pain, and I had no headaches or twitching or anything, but I just, for some reason, could not, and there wasn't anything on my mind that I can think of. I just remember laying there last night and not being able to sleep.
Yeah, well, you know, that's my average time you're talking about. It's like when I do it, it's about 4:10, 4:15. Seems like every morning I do that. And then I try to lay back down. A lot of times I can't, but then I just turn the TV back on because I set mine on timer.
You know what I have been able to do lately, though, that I never used to be able to do, is I can take these short naps now. Like, if I don't sleep really well, if I have a moment in the afternoon, I can lay down for, like, you know, anywhere between 15 and 30 minutes and wake back up and be okay.
Hey, yeah. They send me, like, on my I have a medical chart on my phone, and they send me information like that, like a nap is good for you and all this kind of stuff when you get a certain age. And sometimes I do, but most of the time I can't. I got to be up and around and going, whether I walk out back or through the yards or down the street. I got to be doing something, so I try not to.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things. Well, hey, I thank you for listening and calling in. That's an interesting story. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I just thought, you know, I really like listening to you, and I enjoy the programs and stuff and everything you have, and I just can't see it without you in there, so let's put it that way. And I'd rather, you know, think about it and really come through with it, you know, and make up your mind what you want to do, you know.
Well, I appreciate that, and if I start to take a turn or feel bad, I will make sure to call somebody or get to the hospital.
All right. You take care now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, you know, and right now I feel okay. To be honest, since I've been doing this show, I don't know the reason for this, but I haven't had any twitches. I don't know why that is. You know, it could be tonight that I'm going to get the cookies and the ice cream and really enjoy this. And I don't have a headache right now either, so that's good. That apparently has subsided. But it's interesting because I don't know why I didn't sleep well last night. I don't know what that was. I hope it doesn't happen tonight. But tomorrow morning I don't have to be up for anything. Tomorrow is a day off. Matter of fact, until I have that thing on Monday, the cookout party thing, I really don't think I have anything on the agenda, which is good. But the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Got a story to share, got something to say, call in, 740-383-9944. Give me a call, and we can talk. Now, I'm getting reports here that I probably should have a good workup. Now, see, I don't know. Now, a workup, what do they test? They test, like, your cholesterol, your blood pressure, your sugar levels. I don't know how they see if you have a brain problem. You know, my brain could be malfunctioning right now as we speak. I really don't know. That could be where it's all stemming from. But, you know, the thing I dislike about blood work, I just don't like that whole. Last time I had blood work, I had a bad experience. I had the flu, and it was an awful flu. This has been a while ago. It's been a while since I've had blood work. This would have been probably, long time ago, years. So I had the flu, and I got dehydrated because I couldn't keep anything down. And after like 4 days of that, that was enough. So I went to the emergency room, and they came in to do blood work, and the nurse, I think because I was dehydrated, could not get the blood. And, I was already not feeling well, and they're jamming that needle in. It was awful. And then, finally, I saw this nurse walking by who had 75,000 piercings in her face. And I said, I want her to do my blood work because she knows what she's doing with a needle. So she came right in and took care of it. She knew what she was doing, and she got my blood out, and everything was hunky-dory, and obviously I lived to tell the story. But I believe that might have been the last time that I had blood work done. I just, you know, I felt okay for a while now. So I haven't had to do that. Apparently, I have to have an MRI to check my brain. Now, I don't know if I've ever had an MRI. I don't think I've ever had an MRI. I think my brain's been functioning okay for most of my life. But maybe now it's on the downturn, downslope. So, you know, what are you going to do? So, can you just... See, here's the thing I don't know. Can I just walk in to a place and say, give me blood work? Does somebody have to order that? Do I have to... do you remember the old Beatty Clinic? I remember going to the Beatty Clinic and getting blood work done. Now, I also remember getting blood work done at the Smith Clinic. I don't know what they call that now. I think it's Marion General's Outpatient Center. But I remember that. But that's been a while ago. You never know what could have went downhill. But see, I'm one of these people who I think if I go... And now they'll try to give me that pandemic. You know, they'll try to give me the COVID. I'm sure I'll have to take that test. I think they test you for that when you go in the door now. I think if you're there to visit somebody, they give you the COVID test. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. Can you visit people in the hospital yet? I have not been to the hospital in a while, but I know there was a period of time where you could not go visit people at the hospital. Now, can you do that now? Have we gotten to the point where you can go to the hospital and visit people? Let me know. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Are you allowed to visit people at the hospital yet? I don't think I have anybody in the hospital that I need to visit, but should that occasion arise, I would like to know if I can go out there and visit them. It would be nice to do so if somebody is not feeling well, but I don't really know at this particular juncture. All right, 55 minutes past the hour. What an interesting show this has been. Golden Voice Ted Williams joined us in hour number one. All right, let's see here. I'm getting some paperwork or some information, I guess what I should say here, that I can go get some lab work done for $30. Well, that's not terrible. And I don't have to have an order for that. I just show up. And I say, give me the blood work. Now, you know, I don't know. It's a little daunting now to do it because once you have a symptom, and you know, this is what they always say. They say, well, I was feeling fine, and then all of a sudden I had a little lip twitch, and then you know I ended up floating up the river or something. See, this is a little worrisome. I never should have looked on the internet. This was my mistake. You know, I'm going to have to relax. I'm going to have to just go get some pie or some cookies or some ice cream and just go home and relax. You know, it's interesting because you get kind of keyed up when you do a show. Your energy goes up. And it's hard to come right back down and then just go to sleep. Your energy stays up for a little while. Now, you wouldn't think that listening to this show that your energy would go up. But it does. Your energy goes up, and I have to get in the car and drive home and all that sort of thing. Oh, and I'm going to have to wear a mask in the store. You know, the other day, I went shopping, and I went to like three different stores, and taking on and off that mask, I'm telling you, that is just trouble. Now, you know, I understand why we have to do it, but holy moly, that is so hard to do, because I forget about it. And then I get out of the car and I start walking into the store and I think, uh-oh, I forgot the mask. And then I got to turn around and go back and get the mask because we've got to be, you know, we've got to wear the masks. We've got to be mask wearers. What's the world coming to? What is the world coming to? I never did get a fancy mask, though. I'm still wearing the old, I don't know, what do they call them? They're hospital-type masks is what they look like. They're blue. You strap them around your ears. They're disposable. No, I'll take that back. There were some people who made me masks, and I do have those. You know, I wonder if those are in the car, though. I don't know. I know the disposable ones are, and the homemade ones might be in there, too. You know, I wonder if years from now we're going to keep these homemade masks and pull them out and say, oh, this is what we did during the pandemic. We made masks. It's interesting. Surgical mask. That's what it's called. I'm glad I got somebody out there listening. And by the way, I want to thank everybody who's listened to this show tonight. I appreciate that. Because I know that I don't know if I could sit at home and listen to me for 2 hours. So I appreciate anybody who listens to the show. You know, I think that's very, very nice. See, this is that's the type of thing you want in somebody who you're going to marry. Anybody who will listen to you for 2 hours, hey, well, there you go. That's a done deal. Because that takes endurance. That's like putting up with me for 2 hours in person, because this is pretty much what I am in person. There's not a whole lot of difference between radio me and home me. Radio me and home me. But after this weekend, there might be a difference, because home me might be third base. Might just be like a... And nobody will ever know. See, that's the thing. Nobody will ever know. And I don't even think anybody has a key to my house but me. Now, at one point, somebody else did have a key, but they have now went on to their reward. So the person who was my key holder has went on to their reward. So now I don't have a key person. And who's going to check on me? Nobody. Nobody. Nobody's going to check on me. Oh, man. And you always wonder, what would people do if you didn't answer anyway? Would they come over? You know, people say they would come over if they didn't get an answer, but they don't. They just say, oh, well, they must be doing something. They must be baking a lasagna or something. I don't know what they're doing. Well, this has been great. I thank everybody for listening, and I hope everybody has the most fun and successful Labor Day. And I'm sure I will be back here on Tuesday morning, and I will tell you what happened at the Labor Day party on Monday. There will be no live programs on Monday, remember that, but we'll have repeats, so listen on Monday. And I'll be back on Tuesday morning. I hope everybody has a safe and happy night and a safe and happy Labor Day weekend. For all of us here at WWGH Radio, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
In grocery store, Smith Cardinal, Bob Smith.
Well, the height of, you know, ceiling things and everything, the height of one time, well, two times is a big story. This, we had been into teaching us how to know how to recognize somebody's ceiling. Came up, and she's been funny, like this.